המטרה שלנו עכשיו להתחיל להתחבר לקבוצות חזקות
is to try to
מקומיות
unite into strong local groups
that
can continue working after the Congress practically. Is that clear? That's the goal of this encounter.
שאתם אחר כך תוכלו להיפגש בעוד שבוע או שבועיים
ולעשות
כאלו דיונים, כאלו מפגשים כמו שעכשיו.
Create such discussions, such meetings as we are having now.
למי שאין מקום יכול להצטרף לכל ליתר הקבוצה.
If you
אם יש כאן אחד או שניים מאיזה מקום.
If you're missing a place, you can join in
the existing. תכף אנחנו נחכה עוד באים אנשים.
More people are joining. We'll wait a few more minutes.
No. כולם מסודרים? עכשיו אני מבקש, איפה מצלמה? איזשהו נציג מכל קבוצה קם ואומר איזה מקום, מאיפה הם, אתה תצלם.
Each representative should stand up and say
בבקשה.
Where they're from.
נו, צ'ילה, מאיזה מקום אתם?
אל
תעשה לי ככה. קם מישהו ואומר סנטיאגו.
Get up and say where you're from. Santiago.
São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro.
São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro.
Buenos Aires, Vejenala.
Buenos Aires, etc., etc.
No, as vacasha, você aí. Tá com o tagit.
Stand up and announce yourself.
Santiago de Chile.
Santiago.
Oh, Santiago
my name
Chile.
Is
Nekuda, Zeu.
My name is Santiago, I'm from Chile.
No. Kan kulam rusim.
Here everybody's Russian. Russian Federation. São Paulo.
De Janeiro, Minas Gerais, Ceará,
Rio de Janeiro, Minas Gerais, Bahia,
Brasília e Goiás também.
Brasília e Goiás. Aham. Veja, Ala.
Somos do interior do estado de São Paulo, temos algumas pessoas aqui de Israel e um brasileiro que mora em Londres.
From area of São Paulo, around São Paulo. Okay.
No, microphone.
Hola, Rab. Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Buenos Aires, Argentina. We had Buenos Aires. And you guys? Brazil. South Brazil. Women. Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Santiago de Chile. Again, Russian Federation. Santa Catarina.
Minas Gerais.
איפה זה? דרום גם כן?
מרכז.
מרכז.
סנטרו. סן פאולו.
ו... בבקשה. לא, 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 מיקרופון.
Valparaíso. And two from Peru. One from Bolivia. Very nice.
Minas Gerais, Goiás, Paraíba.
Minas Gerais, Paraíba. São Paulo interior.
עכשיו, העבודה שלנו היא לדון.
Our job is to discuss
איך אנחנו מגיעים לחיזוק ההדדי.
How do we arrive?
איש את רעהו יעזור.
And a mutual strengthening. As it is written, he helped his friend. Because without mutual help, we cannot reach spirituality. No man can discover the strength to advance to spirituality on his own. Only through the strength he absorbs from the friends, acquires from the group. The group has to provide him with those strength, those forces. The group has to agree to that. In return for the strength he provides to the group, and that is called they help their friend. They help each other's friend. That I can only advance through the other, through the other's strength, through the group's strength. How do we provide each friend the strength to advance spiritually? Please think about it.
אני נותן לכם התחלת השיחה.
I'll give you the beginning of the conversation.
התחלת הדרך.
The beginning is when a man discovers that he cannot advance on his own. He is weak, is desperate, is ready to do anything. And then he arrives at the point where he can begin to understand, to feel that only with the strength of the group can he advance. Please.
סוף הסיפור שהמכונה
the end of the story is that the machine needs the engine to move, to run. Without the friends, without this coach that provides all this love, I think it would have probably stayed forever. This really changed something in my life. The conclusion is that love, when you speak with your friend, there needs to be something, this compatibility. You both need to feel each other, this energy. It opens your heart. This is it. This is truly a beautiful experience. But if I listen to what you just said, this motion of searching for the other in a tough moment, when you, this has to happen in the group. But for this to have a good result, it's essential to have sincerity, integrity in your behavior. That what you say will truly be an expression of what's in your heart. Otherwise, it simply doesn't hold. This is my first convention. I study for a very short time, and I didn't understand when I was studying through the internet the strength of the group. And yesterday was a strong day, and today even stronger. And two truly important things that I can see. This is the first time where I can see that all the people that gather don't carry guns. They bring love, they are open. It's so intense, it's so powerful. The people are together. The importance of the group in order to push you, and in order for a person to advance. The second thing is the role of the mirror. It shows me how different I am, and through this difference, I can see the quality that I need to correct. I didn't understand this. It wasn't clear to me from the text, but from the exercises yesterday and today, I can feel it. I couldn't understand it through my mind, but I could feel it really strongly. To be here today, it has a strong meaning. One thing I would like to share with you, I've been studying for about 5 years. And we were never able to have a physical group in Sao Paulo. And every time that I look on the screens and I see the groups around the world, I'm truly envious. I'm jealous of them. Because I see the friends from Chile. I see how loving they are, how sensitive they are. to each other. And we don't have that in Sao Paulo yet. And I studied for 3 years on my own. And in the beginning, the ego would rule over me. And I used to think that I could do it on my own. But what I got was only fulfillment in the mental part of me. My emotional component was empty. I was not working with my heart. I did not put my heart on the table for everyone to see. And the most important thing that I want to take out of this Congress is that we'll have a group in Sao Paulo and that our daily lives we must find a way to meet once a week. The friends in Santiago are able to do it every day. Surely it's a different city. You can cross the city in 20 minutes, and in Sao Paulo you can barely go through 200 meters in 20 minutes. One of the things I learned recently is that the distance that we have, and Rav says that we're so opposite of the Creator, the distance between us is so huge. It's bigger than the distance between the earth and the sun, for example. And the only way for me to advance is to take your yearning, your desire, and add on top of that. If you're hungry and I'm hungry, and I join my hunger to yours, then we have this huge hunger. We can devour a cow, a whole cow. That's the only form. This is what I feel. I don't know your names yet. I don't even know you. You know, we met a few times. It's very important that we'll have a physical group in Sao Paulo. And not just an online chat. This could be a good opportunity to introduce ourselves. I'm sorry, my name is Paolo. My name is Antonio Carlos. My name is Alexandre. My name is Israel. Israel Kenan. I'm Eduardo. I'm Gerald, I'm Agnaldo, I'm Gerson. This convention, for me, it's the first one. I've been in touch with Kabbalah in different ways for a while now, but I could never fully grasp the importance of the group. It was always some theory, those concepts of giving and receiving and the vessels, kelim. But the emphasis the Rav put on spiritual advancement through the group, it's all new to me. And truly, I see my life now. My life was always aimed the other direction. The ego, conquer everything. There was no value to that thing called friendship. With my friends, I see something else. It's not, you know, let's carpool together, but not in the sense of spiritual advancement. Today,
I
see things completely different. I see how important it is to relate to friends who worry about the same things that I worry about, who care about the same things. I see something totally new here, and it's very positive. This is where true friendship is. The friends I have are on a different level. I love them, but that's just entertainment. I don't know if there's some sort of a separation between those two kinds of friends. Maybe you can bring this other friendship into this kind of friendship. I don't know. I want to give an example. I've only been here for 3 months. Before that, I was in Germany, in Cologne. And at one point, it became very difficult for me to get up early in the morning and the early hours and study. And when we were using TeamSpeak, friends would see my name and could call me to try to wake me up. This shows me how the force of the group works. Another example, I was here but couldn't contribute to the group, but on Friday when everybody gathered to do this workshop and try to give something to the group, they told me, you can choose the song and you're going to play there. There's small things, but they're very important. What I'm trying to say is that we need to feel what others want. What are their difficulties? People need to tell the group what are their individual obstacles. Perhaps the group can help them. This combination of the group, this integration. I think that when we gather online before lessons and see that there's a friend there, even online when we see someone doesn't show up for lessons a few times, you can call him up. Okay, I'd like to make a comparison to a war campaign. Maybe you've seen it in a movie. One has to carry the flag, and if he falls, another friend carries the flag and has to keep moving forward. In our case, the flag is our connection, and if it weakens, a different friend has to step in and lift it. We shouldn't let it fall. The comparison is a bit militaristic, but that comes from the concept of the group. There's room for this here. Our unity is everything. Alone, I am nothing. Our flag has to be our unity. And if it weakens, someone has to come wake up this person. Psychoanalysis says that there are always three people inside of you. Who are you, who you think you should be, and who you were. So through the group I begin to see three egos inside of me, and you're going to look and try to be who you really are. As Rav said, you are my windows. If I can look through every window, perhaps I can see into myself. Maybe in the, you know, initially you will show me who I really am. It might be unpleasant initially, but it's very important for me to progress through the 125 steps. For me, this Congress is very important in that regard. That's why I want to bond with you. I'm from an Italian family, you know. The father says, try to make it on your own. So in my life, I had to manage on my own. My father was sick, and I had to do it. So it's difficult for me to ask for help sometimes. That was my upbringing. Sometimes you think you have to be independent. I have to learn how to include myself with the group. This is the road I have to traverse. Anyone else? I think that we've just created a group in Sao Paulo with the same desire. My story, my life, I know that right now I have a group, a strong group. The example you gave with the mirror was very important for me. Your story in Germany and the examples you gave, and each one with his story, we really have a great potential. I love people. It might be a little easier for me. I like to relate to people, to learn from them. For me, it might flow with greater ease. But I understand you, the way you were telling your story, because of the resistance. Please stop me if I speak too much, but I feel that we have a central place, and this center has to grow. And I can feel the desire to have a strong, unified group. One more thing I wanted to say here. The group The group is the safety cushion for each one, because after each ascent, there comes a descent, but you fall into the group, and the group has to accept you, hug you, give you the strength to come back and to exert. And on our own, we really lack this strength. Our body, with its five senses, is so complex, and we don't even know how to get back to into it. So I really expect the group to be this cushion, this safety net. We can begin exchanging ideas and feelings. What you said about friends was important for me. I would like my group to have camaraderie, this commitment, this covenant between the friends. I was utterly impressed by what you said. We have to nurture among the difficulties. You have to cultivate a sense of humor. To create a group is a fantastic idea. We need to realize it. We just need the Creator to place a few egoistic men in front of us. One will be late, well, one will fall asleep. We'll have those challenges. It's not so idyllic. We have to get ready for it. It's like our wife. We get married, the honeymoon is great, then you start to find shortcomings in each other. Friends' unity is the same. Perhaps the Creator is going to plant this in your mind, and you will start to do the same. So that's the stage where the strength of the friends has to penetrate and correct this view. I think it is very important for you to ask, what can I do for the group, so the friends will advance in spirituality. And from that, when you do that, when a person annuls himself in front of the friends, when he thinks they are more important, then the group rises. I have a question for you, perhaps. This example where you do everything by yourself, I think we all have that. Generally speaking, for me, the day to day is just like that. This is how it happens at work. Eventually, you want to be the only person because you are more concerned with yourself anyway. So, what I'd like to ask is, by agreeing with everybody, practically, what kind of commitment can we discuss here? For example, let's meet next week, let's meet 2 weeks from now, in such a way that we'll leave the theory and go into the to the practice. I'm saying it now because I get very excited from everything I heard here, from all the things I've heard. It's different than how I behave at work. I'm not concerned to be the only one that does everything, but I want to try to act collectively. What can we do? In São Paulo, Israel can talk about it. Really, last Sunday of the month. That still goes on, Israel, right? Yeah, there's a place in a neighborhood called Villa Magdalena. It may change, of course, I don't know. Let's try along with women to come up with suggestions, practical ideas, and little by little we'll create that. We'll see what kind of commitment. Who are you? I'm Georgi. I arrived today. I live in Casa Verde. I started studying Kabbalah about a year and a half on this path. I'm concerned that my Rav speaks. So far, it's interesting how women talk and they don't hear anything. A woman never hears a man when he's talking. Okay. So far, we've discussed that if I fall, if I'm weak, if I have alien thoughts against the goal, if I can't get out of bed and come to the group, come to study, to dissemination, to do any activity, it means that the desire, the importance of the goal has disappeared from me. And this is a good state. Because through this, I discovered that I do not have the strength to advance on my own. Not just that I don't have the strength and it's not interesting or I have no desire or there are other important things. But I need to understand that here, I'm truly... I have no strength, no desire of my own to advance to the goal. But yesterday I might have had it. I've had the desire, the strength. I would even, push others, awaken them. Today, I have nothing. And so instead, I justify myself by saying I have other businesses, I have a home to take care of, I have other things to do. I have to know that this is a result of my lack of strength. And that's when I revealed the point of breaking, the most important point. Because then I might actually be needing the strength of the group. And through the group, the strength of the Creator.
כאן אני באמת שם רגל כבר על הדרך רוחנית.
And this is where I place, where I take the first step into spirituality, because in spirituality, a person cannot advance on his own. If he feels that he is strong, and he has the strength to go on, it means it's his ego, and he's not aimed at spirituality. That's why it is written, 1,000 enter the study hall, and one continues and arrives at the goal. The one who understands that no one can reach by his own strength. A hero cannot save himself with his own strength. But the true hero is the one who asks the group, begs the group, comes to the group on all fours, asking for help, and through them to the Creator. Because what he receives from them is a spiritual force, not his egoistic force. But let's say that I got it, and I'm holding myself at that point of truth, that I fell, I saw that I'm weak, I understood that I have to come to the group, lower myself, beg of them to help me. In what form should the group have in order to provide me with this strength? What kind of group does it have to be? What kind of group we have to construct so we can function as the source of spiritual strength for each one of us, that would hold us up when we were in a descent, that immediately during descent I will feel it, that it's goal-oriented, that it forces me to come to the group and ask for their help. That I would not stray after my heart's desires. Meaning, don't stray after your own thoughts and desires, but the group will help to hold me on the path, even though I fall into the friend's hands. What kind of group do I have to prepare that will receive me when I'm down, will place me on the right path, provide me with the strength and the direction with which I can advance toward the goal, the exalted goal? How do we build such a group? After I found Bnei Baruch, I did the intermediate course. I did not know there's a physical group in Sao Paulo. I spoke to people in Peru. They also had no idea. And yesterday I found out that such a group exists. I was extremely happy with this news. I want to help. I want to be part of this physical group. I wanted to say that we
אנחנו תמיד רוצים אולי להשאיר את העבודה לאחרים.
We always want to leave the real work for others. We have this tendency to let the others do all the work. It's difficult because I don't know the physical group, but it was interesting someone who lives far away is more difficult, but someone who lives nearby, he could really come and feel it. For example, they live in San Padre, which is a little further away. Others live in São Paulo itself, which is closer. When he said Sant Andrea, I truly felt that it will be a problem to go to São Paulo one evening. For example, if there will be some issue with the traffic, already the group will miss something. I mean, listening to what Rav said, I'm thinking to myself, maybe I don't want to do it because the traffic would be my reason not to go. So my question is, part of this, cushion, instead of being in Villa Maddalena, which is a close and easy neighborhood to access, perhaps isn't it better if we move closer to the friends who live farther out? But on the other hand, as Rav said about Rabash's lesson, when people came from afar, stayed for the whole day, I'm thinking about two things. How do we create this safety net in every meeting that we have? That we remind ourselves that we are going to fall. Who will bring us up? That has to be the group. And this we have to remind each other constantly, because we may forget it over time. We have to remember that it would always happen, and the group has to be ready for that. First off, the place we have in Villa Magdalena, this is a place for monthly meetings. There's a thing that happens in São Paulo, there's no continuity, no follow-up. Many times we may send an invitation and an email invitation out. We believe there are about 1,000 people who study with Bnei Baruch in Brazil, but there's still not a single physical group. On the one hand, it's ridiculous. On the other hand, it's complicated. It's not simple. One of our disadvantages is we lack proper marketing. Maybe we need to find a way to attract people to come into a meeting. There has to be a program that people can participate in and follow certain guidelines, that the good of the group is the most important, or things will be as they were in the last 5 years. One or two people study together, they connect, then they disappear. Then another two people, then slowly it's lost.
לא יכול להביא דברים וללמוד, לא יודע מה, ולהיות מנהיג במרכאות.
Not everyone can be a quote-unquote leader.
בגלל זה אני אומר.
That's why I'm saying.
ואם אני עונה לשאלה של הרב, מה זה חשוב?
And to answer Rav's question, what is important? Certainly it's not something to discuss today, but we need to have a physical place, a more permanent place that will be comfortable for everybody. There will be the best suited solution for everyone. It could be one rented space. The place that everybody mentions is a place that Mauro and Bella are renting for us for a good price. So once a month, each one contributes a little bit, and it's enough to keep the place and get some food. And through Skype, we can watch a gathering of friends. And there's some contact. This is our only physical contact today. And we don't do it every month. Even with that, people find reasons not to come, as you said. We have to awaken the friends. I'm new here, and this is my first day in Kabbalah, but I have some life experience. I'm 69, and I saw something interesting here.
לא רק של הקבוצה שלך, אבל כל מיני קבוצות, הקושי הגדול,
despite the effort, not just your effort, but other groups' effort, it will become difficult to make it part of your daily routine. And we arrive at this group, they do not have a routine. There's a double challenge here. Rav speaks. Friends, women, please. You have an opportunity to conduct such meetings as much as you want. I just wanted to show you how beneficial it can be. How do you begin to get to know the friends, the group, the connection? You can establish such conversations ahead of time, have an agenda, and not leave the agenda. Whatever may be. I'll give an example. I have an agreement with my wife. Whatever was yesterday is not going into tomorrow. That's how it is. Every day we start by walking outside for about an hour. And then she tells me about the grandkids, this and that. I'm quiet. I came after a morning lesson. I spoke for 3 hours. I just listen. And we have an agreement. Maybe if the day before we had an argument, we disagreed about something, the next day, it's gone.
Pashut kmo shelo haya kayam.
simply as if it never existed. It's not simple. It's not comfortable. I see many people nodding their heads. But why am I giving such an example? Do the same thing in the group. Everything comes from above. The Creator plays with us. We have to show Him the correct behavior, mature. We set an agenda. Everybody comes. I may disagree with this one and had a fight with this guy. With this one I can't stand, and this guy did this to me 2 weeks ago. Right now, we're sitting down. We're not erasing, we're not forgetting the past. But we're not holding a rock here or a knife under my vest. But we understand this is our nature, and we have to go above it. So we set an agenda about connection, advancement, importance of the goal, the group. We come and we discuss this. And it doesn't matter in what state we're in. You see how much you can receive from these conversations. You don't even need me. Between the friends, we're all equal. If I want to listen to the friend, I don't hear the friend. Even through, he can speak nonsense. But I look at him as if the Creator is speaking to me, because there is none else beside him. If it's in the group, this is how I relate to the friend. I begin to hear, to understand from the words, from his empty words, I begin to feel myself changing. How it affects me. That's why such workshops are very important. It's imperative to hold such workshops, even daily. Now we would like to hear a few impressions. We have another workshop today, a little different, with a surprise in it, the twist. Roy will guide you through it. Let's hear a summary from the workshop.
No.
Please.
קבוצת צ'ילי,
the Chile group,
בשני שלבים. קודם כל שאנחנו צריכים את הערבות.
Discussed two phases. First, that we need a mutual guarantee through the unity, and on another level, we have to grow physically. How do we connect with more remote areas in Latin America? And how do we grow stronger with other states? Thank you.
Well,
it's when I start my mic. Stop playing with me. How many times did I say this? Don't bring it up. My monitor.
אחד, שתיים. למה אני שומע את עצמי כאן? כל כך גבוה.
Why do I hear myself? Tie your hands. We need... Please translate. We need to develop connection between each part in each country throughout the entire Latin America. You're practically in the same time zone. What's the time difference? Two or three? Even one? Let's say Buenos Aires to Chile. 1 hour. You're in the same time zone. You can be from Mexico all the way down. Could be in one place. We all have the same language. Portuguese, Spanish, very close. You can understand each other. And set up those workshops and speak about the general work. Each group in its own town, all the groups in the same country, and then all the countries together. Like in a hierarchy, like that. Set up this system, start building it as a spiritual government of this great continent, and you will be blessed. Please. We discussed the last topic about what should be the spirit in the group so it has the strength to lift a person when he's in a descent. And the impression that we got was that the group needs to have a special spirit. A fighting spirit. A decisive spirit. Every day, through the desire that come from the Creator, in order to support the spirit, we have to exert as much as possible in order to raise the importance of the goal. And then the spiritual work will be such that we will be able to rise. Rav, you know that our state is a little difficult. One of the reasons we held this convention is so we will emerge with the goal of a physical group. After many years, I'm meeting new friends, friends from São Paulo, that commit, they want to commit, want to raise the importance of the goal, and want to create a physical group. We will begin to work together and make a reality out of this. That's it. Friends, On the topic of how we can do this work, how can we help a friend when he's in descent? How can we encourage him? We understand
that
when a friend is in descent, his ego, his ego is ruling over him. Is ruling over the importance of the goal. We have to be careful when we help him so it doesn't become personal. We need to be careful not to increase his ego. For example, sending him an email with text from Rav, from Rabash, things that will remind him of the importance of the goal. Easy things that will awaken this and for him to feel the concern of the friend. That he will feel that he is not alone, that he has friends. Like this friend who has these lacks, these deficiencies, these obstacles. L'chaim. Our group, for us it was clear half the group belonged to experienced friends from Israel and half were friends from here. So, a strong group has a lot to give to the weak group. Weak in the sense that they are beginners. They're in the beginning of their development. So we sat here and we helped each other. We exchanged experiences and impressions from each friend from his personal life and how he relates to the group. And we saw that the beginners should seek the help of the more experienced friends, and they need to help them so that everyone receives the same opportunities to seek the connection that we're all after. In our group, we saw many things. One of them was when the friend falls, we need to think of him with the intention of bringing him back. Call him, arrange some sort of action to bring him closer. After that, we thought of what could be the safety net that can help him. And that is the intention which can help the friend feel the support even when he falls. That's the avut. That's a mutual guarantee. In short, we arrived at the conclusion that the experience of the group will expand our vision, show us what is needed for correction, and the importance of the goal
will help us rise above the obstacles. Hi, Rav. The women's group arrived at the conclusion that we need to work at unity and commit to help the men arrive at the goal. Hi. Our group arrived at the conclusion that, first of all, the group has to be organized, know each other. The goal is so far ahead, we need to have short-term goals. And be considerate of our nature, of each one of us. It's simply imperative to hold those workshops in groups as much as possible, and thank you so much for letting us women participate in this system of workshops. Thank you. We are the group of Sao Paulo. How can we support the group by being together, being committed to each other, support our mutual responsibility always, and remember the role of the women in pushing towards the goal? We are from Belo Horizonte. We arrived at the conclusion that only with the group can we help each other rise and advance toward correction. We are from different parts of the country, but we created a support group, an online support group, that we can support each other, that we can always stand together. We're from the Sao Paulo interior. This convention gave us a unique opportunity to get to know each other because we're from different areas and even two have not been studying. We have to strengthen the virtual group and work in dissemination. We're from Valparaíso del Mar de Chile. To have a strong group, we have to cultivate the correct desire between the men and the women. Dear friends, we're going to have a break now, and then a meal, and after that,
okay, dear friends, maybe before we go to dinner, first of all, we wanted to say, we wanted to say before we go to dinner, to tell you what's going on in the world.
Nós gostaríamos de falar com vocês antes de irmos para o intervalo para dizer o que está acontecendo no mundo.
יש מעל 170 חברים שהתאספו בקייב.
There are over 150 friends in Kiev.
I speak with him in Hebrew. Eu estou tão perto dele que eu falei em hebraico.
There is more than 170 friends in Kiev.
More than 170 friends gathered in Kiev.
More than 60 friends in Romania.
More than 60 friends in Romania.
We have people, all the places in Israel, all the Arvut houses in Israel are completely full.
All the Arvut houses in Israel are completely full.
We have
places in Russia that we cannot even express the names, which are filled with more than 30 and 40 people.
Há tantos lugares na Rússia que a gente...
There are places in Russia that are hard to pronounce, that are full of people.
Vários lugares na Rússia.
Of course, we have all the strong groups all around Europe, Russia and the USA.
We have all the groups in Europe, Russia, the USA.
Os grandes grupos da Europa, na Rússia e nos Estados Unidos.
And we really want to say hello to them, so let's sing with them together this song.
Por isso que nós queremos dar
olá. We want to say hello, let's sing together.
You must remember that these people are late at night now and they're doing everything to be with us.
Remember, it's late at night for those people and they're doing everything to be with us.
So let's stand up and sing with them this song.
Let's stand up and sing this song together.
Love.